Over 139 years ago, the Norwich Arts Circle was formed with a host of founder members, many drawn from local influential families around Norfolk. The Gurneys, the Colemans, the Curls, Gerald, Buxton, Birkbeck and the Buntings were all early members, and many more like-minded people wanted to join. An annual exhibition was held, and they were recorded in bound books, confirming many historic years. Not all artists became famous, but one member, whose pictures were sold at annual shows for a mere £2 to £5 each, was Alfred Munnings, and many artists of a similar talent followed. I am most grateful to the archivist of the Norwich Art Circle, Mr. Richard Motley, who has given the following details. The current chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich Art Circle, Paul Zawadzki, in his welcome to the 206th exhibition, says that whilst recognising the long and rich cultural heritage of the society, we have begun the journey of accepting new ideas, technologies and opportunities to face the future and ensure that the society continues to be the highlight of artistic narrative of East Anglia. Members at present number 180, and they have the opportunity of attending monthly events, demonstrations, lectures, workshops, visits and social events. An important feature are the exhibitions that are held annually. They are selected by the Council of the Society, who are mindful of the highest standard they wish to promote. Submissions are from amateur and professional artists who present a wide range of works to be seen. After selection, the successful members present their works, which are hung in a professional manner in a high-quality exhibition space. An exhibition is planned at the Hander Gallery in Wells from November the 6th to the 26th, when a selected number of works will be presented. There is planned to be a small section provided by the Munnings Museum of Dedham. Munnings was a member of the Society. The most recent book about the history of the Society was produced in 2003. It is Wide Skies, written by Adrienne May and Brian Watts, published by Halgrove. As far as the history of the Society goes, it was founded in 1885. In 1928, a merger with the Woodpecker Club was finally sealed, and the art circle has led artistic appreciation since that time. We are about to hold our 207th exhibition, which shows that the art circle responds to innovation and to looking forward to the future, as well as keeping aware of our past with members of international importance, both historically and at present.